Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Kamala Harris vows she will earn and win the Democratic nomination for the presidency after Joe Biden announced hours ago he was dropping out of the race and endorsing her to take his place at the top of the ticket. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is outside the vice presidential residence in Washington.
She spoke with President Biden earlier when he called her before he made the big announcement. They had a private conversation, and then she spent the day reaching out to members of Congress, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Neither Jeffries nor Chuck Schumer nor former President Obama has endorsed Harris. Among high-profile Democrats who have, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, and just now, California Governor Gavin Newsom. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar has hopped on the Harris bandwagon.
She, along with President Biden, got our nation through this pandemic. We've seen record job increases. She is someone that knows the work, knows the job.
But Harris could have challengers. CBS's Robert Costa has new information.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who just registered as an independent, a longtime centrist Democrat. CBS News has now learned he is considering re-registering as a member of the Democratic Party to consider standing for the Democratic presidential nomination, in effect challenging Vice President Harris for that nomination.
First Lady Jill Biden's office says that as her husband's biggest believer and champion, she was supportive of whatever road he chose. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
For many, especially the Biden family and his longtime admirers, this is a very sad moment. Certainly not the way he or they wanted his long political career to end. He's faced so many incredibly tough challenges and situations in his life. But now the toughest political decision that he has made, the decision to leave this race.
Response from the Republican ticket, swift. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
On Truth Social, former President Trump said, quote, "Crooked Joe just got knocked out, so now I'll have to do it a fourth time." His VP running mate, J.D. Vance, also posting on social media, saying, "Joe Biden has been the worst president in my lifetime, and Kamala Harris has been right there with him every step of the way."
The next step for Democrats, correspondent John Dickerson.
First big task is staying unified, and the second is figuring out how to take the fight to Donald Trump. Democrats are terrified that basically since the first debate, the only debate, 27th of June, they've been losing ground to Donald Trump, not able to take the case to him.
Mr. Biden says he'll provide more details later this week. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios in Madison. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we have Dusty Bow joining Terry Barr for an awesome interview. Plus, Live in the Lair with Mojo Perry coming up next hour. Let's go over to the Sugar Maple stage and do a double dip.
Get out of my way. I can't be late. I gotta be down south tonight. Yeah, cause my gal wrote and she said, "Nate, get on that boat. We got us a hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, we'll see that terrain. It's coming round the bend. Hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, here I stand with a Mose right in my hand. Hot time in Nashville tonight. But get out of my way. I can be late. I got a fit out south tonight. Yeah, cause my gal wrote and she said, "Nate, get on that boat. We got us a hot time in Nashville tonight." Well, I didn't understand it, but I sure knew what it meant. There's a hot time in Nashville tonight. Get out of my way. I can be late. place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. Yeah, well, I tried to change you, but the one for you, you're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tire of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is ringing pretty low, all tuned up and I'm ready to go. So goodbye, baby. Turn me down. Thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Cause me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, have it all sailing time. Hey, well, the guitar singing is talking pretty loud. Sure feels good to get away from your crowd. I'm headed south, and where I know a gal named Dinah. Hey, and if the creeks don't rise and the weather stays fair, it won't be long until I get there.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Nate Gibson and friends and Carolina Bound. Hot Time in Nashville before that, a double dip of Nate Gibson and friends. And Rocker, they're going to be performing at Atwood Fest next weekend here in Madison, and they're going to be on the Sugar Maple stage.
Sunday, July 28th at 4:30, Jimmy, that's true. It's Nate Gibson and the Stardazers, and what an interesting band. And you can go to atwoodfest.com. You can click on some videos if you want to see what's going on with them. There's some other great stuff coming to the Sugar Maple stage. Yeah. I'm kind of going to scroll up here. We have Live from Mars. They're going to be kicking off the festival on Saturday. And Feastette, who we had right here in the lair, they're going to be 1:30 on Saturday. And then that breaks into the Spine Stealers, Daniel Ullum and Alex Genova, and Rit and Wilder Dietz. And that's pretty cool because, you know, that's sponsored by the Sugar Maple. And then we get to, you know, they come in, and their festival is the very next weekend, right? August 3rd and 4th?
I believe so, yeah.
And they have all kinds of bluegrass music happening there in Lake Farm Park in Madison. And they come out and sponsor our stage. That's pretty cool. And they book some of the bluegrass type bands at night.
And they're in the Monty's Blue Plate Diner parking lot.
That's right.
The Clyde Stubblefield stage packed up and moved down the road to the United Way parking lot at Atwood Fest. If you're familiar with the Atwood Fest layout. If not, you could go to atwoodfest.com to get all the details. And having Sugar Maple, those guys there, they put on a great festival, a bluegrass festival, and having a stage at Atwood Fest with their name on it is pretty cool, Rocker.
It is.
It's and, a great partnership, you know.
And it gives us a chance to bring even, you know, more, you know, different bands to Atwood Fest in different genres. In fact, one of them we're bringing in, Jimmy, Candy Cigarette. They're a power trio, three-piece, from Wisconsin here. And I think the oldest kid is 15. and they've been at it for a while. They've been touring for a while. They played up at the Whammy Showcase this year in Green Bay. And they played down at Summerfest. And now they're playing Atwood Fest. These guys are blowing up. And they're, you know,
were they 15. Were they part of Rockonson this year?
Yes, they were.
They were. Okay. Were they the winners?
I don't think that they won this year.
Okay.
But, you know, they've been in it for a while, and I thought that they were great. They have a great vibe to them, and they're just a really fun band.
Nice. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. You know what starts in 2 weeks, Rocker? This is exciting.
What's that, Jimmy?
Packer preseason. The Green Bay Packers kick off their preseason march to a Super Bowl in 2 weeks, Saturday, August 10th.
It's a 3:25 kick Central Time against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland.
Wow. That's pretty crazy to think that's coming up. That means, you know what that means, Jimmy?
Your fantasy football
draft. Fantasy football draft is going to have to be set very soon. I you know, every year you go along, you just kind of forget about it. You know, there's the draft and the OTAs and training camp, and all of a sudden the preseason comes along, and you're like, uh-oh, better schedule a draft for fantasy football.
When do the fantasy football league people like yourself start thinking about the draft and who you're going to draft?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you're definitely looking at who is being taken in the real NFL draft early, you know, because, I mean, you know, if there's a gem, you may want to jump on it now, especially if you're in a league that is a keeper league, meaning right. you keep some of your players into the next season. So you may want to develop those type of players, you know, and then you're going to kind of be looking at, you know, who made the changes in the offseason, maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. Because, you know, last year's superstar that goes to a team that, you know, doesn't have the right people, you know, he may not do as good.
Who's the one player that you want on your team this year, Rocker?
Well, who's the one player? You know, I'd really be interested to see what Josh Jacobs from the Packers can do this year, because he might be, you know, a pretty featured back. And, you know, it's always nice to have a featured back, although, you know, in fantasy football, all those backup running backs that play a lot and get points take points from your guy. But either way, it's always fun to, you know, have somebody who you're rooting for and is on your fantasy football team.
844-967-2789. If you want to talk a little fantasy football this hour, who do you have your eye on to draft? Preseason kicks off in just two short weeks against the Cleveland Browns with the Packers. They also got the Broncos and the Ravens on their schedule. It's pretty cool. Packers season is just around the corner. I can't wait. Badgers are coming up too. They open up August 30th here in Madison against Alabama, I believe, Rocker.
Wow.
And that's off the top of my head. I might be wrong on that, but stop the tide. Stop the roll.
Oh, my.
We got Live in the Lair coming up. Dusty Bow joins Terry Barr for an awesome conversation. How about some brand new music from The Situation, or The Solution, excuse me. New music from The Solution. They were in the studio last week for an interview. You can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. Soul went out for a walk, but was stabbed in the back. I told him time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had the thing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. You talked of honesty, integrity, and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive.
My boy.
Stone came back from a walk, so you're packing your wonder where you were going and how long you'd be staying. He watched you walk out the door without saying a word. He thought this was the only game you were playing. I saw myself pull up a chair, lit a candle for you, and then he waited patiently by the window, but you never came back. And my soul won't go walking anymore.
Brand new rock and roll from The Solution from Madison, Wisconsin. The song is called Still Alive. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network with the Rogue Electrics.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That was your classic rock block for tonight, Rocker. That was actually, obviously, a cover from Mars Hall. Pretty well-done cover, though. I like that particular song. The Rogue Electrics before that with that crazy classic rock sounding guitar. That's off their brand-new live album called Circuit Breakers. Check out the Rogue Electrics online and get that album. Of course, The Solution before that, their new music is fantastic, Rocker. Tom from New Berlin, I think, was digging that. He thanked Les Paul for that setup. For that song there. Very appropriate, right? Sure. All right. Max Inc.
Yes.
Thanks, Rocker. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Give us a call or text the show, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Mojo Perry. He is in studio right now, gearing up for Live in the Lair. That's presented by the Aaron Weber Group, presented by Aaron Weber Group, movetomadison.com. Coming up after the Lair, Shane Christopher Neal and the Indy 45 radio show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. And then Rob Roberts is in at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Rocker, one more thing about Atwood Fest that we want to talk about is the grand finale over on the Clyde Stubblefield stage with Generation Jones and Joey's Song.
You know, Jimmy, that day starts off with Steely Dan, right? Goes into Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, then the Hungry Williams, which is a jump swing band from Milwaukee, and then Generation Jones, Joey's Song in July. And, you know, we're trying to bring back the Joey's Song spirit, which is Joey's Song is an epilepsy awareness and fundraiser event that happens here in Madison in January. And they get a lot of celebrity guests to come in and play. And they all get together and kind of play a lot of covers, you know, but it's these kind of big celebrity guests that we get to see play together. And I thought, wouldn't this be neat to bring to Atwood Fest, where backstage at Atwood Fest, we have so many local celebrities and musicians. Maybe we can put together that kind of a feel and atmosphere. So we're going to have Generation Jones, which is a band made up of Michael Massey, local rock star, Mauro Magellan, drummer from the Georgia Satellites, Kyle Henderson, bass player from the Producers.
These are all like
Johnny
local,
Marks, yeah. You know. Yeah, right.
Local They're superstars.
Local superstars. So we have a backing band, and then we're going to bring in guests. And just a hint, a really cool one is Paul Schluter is going to perform with Elizabeth Mary and the whole Generation Jones band. So it's going to be a really special song. You might want to see Paul. Maybe he'll rock something up for this. But so there will be lots of performances all night long with local celebrities filtering in and off stage. And it will be emceed by Chris Kammer.
Nice.
The dentist. The crazy dentist. Guy. Yeah. Right?
That's yep. Awesome. He's funny. He's high energy for sure.
Comedian, a dentist. He's a lot of fun.
So Atwood Fest, get all the details at atwoodfest.com. The Generation Jones closing out Saturday or closing out Sunday night, right?
That's right.
Closing out Sunday night on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's going to be a hoot. Parker Barrow is going to be on the Luther Allison stage.
Boy, I don't know. It's a real toss up of which way to go, isn't it, Jimmy?
It's always a competition. Atwoodfest.com for all the details. Hey, we got an interview with Terry Barr talking with Dusty Bowe in just a couple of minutes. We'll play that. Dusty's coming to Atwood Fest and he has some great music too. We'll hear that. A couple of vendors happen to be that are going to be at Atwood Fest happen to be Max Inc. radio sponsors, Rocker, and that's Weikert Realtors Lake Point.
That's right.
You can let them open the door to your future home. You can visit their office during Atwood Fest on Atwood Avenue. They got a great
free air conditioning,
and they got a great art display in there too. They always support the local artist here in Madison. And they're just darn good people.
A bathroom and maybe even some candies.
Well, don't start a rush at Weikert here. If you're interested in the realtor market at all, trying to buy or sell, or just want to see some really cool art in their office, check it out at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And then Herbal Aspects Rocker will have a booth on Atwood Avenue for Atwood Fest. That's pretty cool. They have three locations now in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online and have it delivered right to your door at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weikert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weikert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weikert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weckert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All them times you thought I was fooling around, and I was just drinking with my boys. All them nights I spent without you on the town, I'd still miss the sound of your voice. I'm telling you, baby, I don't want no one else. I don't want no one else. The feeling I get when you walk to the room lifts me off of my feet. Whether you're wearing your finest evening gown, the old shirt and the worn out jeans.
Okay, let's welcome a big Wisconsin welcome to Dusty Bo. Yay, Dusty, it's so great to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, we just heard your original song, No One Else. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it started off significantly different than the way it became. And then I came up with the guitar riff and I was like, oh man, these lyrics fit like perfectly over the riff. And so it just kind of, you know, took off from there.
It is. It's one of those you hear it and you can't get it out of your head. So I really appreciate this song. And you are working on new music. So how's that process going?
Yeah, we actually just started. We recorded the new album in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and we just started mixing it this week.
You mentioned Nashville, and I know you recently relocated from Louisville to Nashville. What was behind the decision?
It was mostly for a girl. I had been thinking about moving to Nashville basically since I left LA in 2018. I had been going to Nashville still to do my records, play shows and network, you know, do writers rounds. I met a girl there. She lives there, and was honestly mostly for her, but I of course it made more sense, you know, for me to be there, and it's been going really well.
We're talking about different towns, and you are going to be in Madison very soon. You've played Madison before. This time, you are our headliner at Atwood Fest, which is the Saturday night version of Atwood Fest, July 27th. Are you looking forward to getting back up to Wisconsin?
I'm so excited. So is the rest of the band.
What do you remember liking about Wisconsin? Did you get some cheese curds or anything silly like that?
We did, but we just got them at Culver's, which Culver's never fails, man.
Talking to musician Dusty Bo. Now, Dusty, your music is described as familiar, but fresh. I'm going to add in a little feisty. What's your inspiration?
You know, I have a lot of them. I would say the majority of it comes from classic rock, classic guitar driven rock and roll, you know, and big Hendrix, Zeppelin, and AC/DC, and Aerosmith, and Skinner, and anything that has like a lot of guitar and a good bluesy progression. Then also, you know, some heartfelt and then some lighthearted lyrics sometimes, you know, like, you know, that's kind of what the next single, Shut Up and Play, is about. You don't always got to have something to say. Sometimes you can just play a song.
So tell me your backstory. Did you always know you wanted to be a musician and that this was going to be your future?
I found out at a very early age. So I started playing guitar at 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I caught the bug real quick, especially around like 9, 10. I was just very obsessed with it, and it was something that I could do, you know, and it gave me my own little world. So like, you know, and of course, like as a kid, you know, you don't have, you know, I was fortunate enough to not really have any kind of mental health struggles and stuff, but still it was like something whenever I was upset or scared or bored, I just didn't know what to do, or like it was raining outside and I couldn't play. I was just like, I had my guitar, you know, and it was like, got into songwriting in high school and stuff, but I had, you know, I had really known at that point that was what I wanted to do, especially when I quit playing baseball my sophomore year. I was like, this is what I want to do. It was all in from that point on.
That is so great. Okay, so I know we can find wherever you are, and when your new music comes out, I'm just going to say go to dustybow.com. It seems like that is one of the best ways to keep up with you. Of course, Dusty's going to be joining us in Madison at Atwood Fest. He's the headliner. We are going to leave you with this song. Tell me about Throw It All Away.
The lyrics, I know I got something for you, so baby, let me take everything that's wrong with you and throw it all away. I was dealing with this producer that was like, everything that you've been doing, it's wrong. Here's what you need to do. And I started to go with his lead and to kind of listen to him and, you know, fire some of my good friends who are band members. And so it's a very deep, it's a very, very heavy song, meaning, you know, the meaning of it.
I think people can read into that and appreciate the song into their own lives for whatever might be going badly, or, you know, maybe it takes that song or something like that for them to turn their lives around too. Who knows who you've inspired?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because there are a lot of times when I write songs, there are things like, oh, this could actually, I could see this meaning this to this person too, but this is what it means to me. But at the same time, I love that, you know, like it has those moments in the song and where the message can be just like, hey, I'm going to get better. You know what I mean? Like this is how I'm going to make you better. Or like your alter ego in a way is like kind of speaking to you, or some, you know, you got that angel on your shoulder saying, hey, I got all this stuff for you. Just throw this badness, you know, this or whatever away. I got some stuff. So that's a lot of times where like, I like it writer's rounds or wherever. I don't like to let people know what the inspiration of certain songs are, because I want them to take it for what it would mean to them. And I think that's a really incredible thing about music and songwriting, is just because it means one thing to you, it could be a completely different message to somebody else that would be helpful for them.
Yes, you know, absolutely. So,
I'm into that. And I love that you got that from it too. So,
I had not heard the story about this song before. So now that I hear that, I can totally understand it from the words in the song, but I'm also going to keep my own idea of the song. So, you know,
And
that's good songwriting, Dusty.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love that you got that, because then it's again, you know, it's like you said, there's, in a way, I guess an innuendo way or whatever, like it might have been, it came from a dark place, but you know, yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel from like what people have seen from, you know, have gotten from it. And that's awesome. I love that.
Oh, good. Well, we will see you in Madison soon. Thank you, Dusty Bow. You are listening to the Max Inc. Radio Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Dusty Bow with Throw It All Away.
I know I got something for you, so baby, let me say everything that's wrong with you and throw it all away.
Throw it all away.
Throw it all away. Summer,
Wash my mind in a river.
back on Civic Media. We are local music. That is music from After August. That is River of Pines. And before that was Dusty Bow. Thanks to Terry Barr and Dusty Bow for the awesome conversation this evening. Don't forget, you can catch Dusty Bow next weekend. Was it Saturday or Sunday on the Luther Allison Stage Rocker?
Saturday, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. I don't have that up in front of me at
he
the moment.
He closes out Saturday night on the Luther Allison Stage.
You know where Terry Barr is going to be? Front and center, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks for the awesome interview, Terry. You can catch the podcast when we get it up there at maxincradio.com. Hey, we got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to madison.com. The legendary Madison musician, blues guy, Mojo Perry. He's live. He's ready to rock. Look at him. Look at him. He's ready to roll. You can tell. Mojo Perry, are you ready to rock?
You know, I was born ready, as they say.
Born and ready. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and ask Dusty questions, if you got a suggestion for him, whatever, he wants to say hi, you can do that. Rocker, that's something that's coming up that I want to give a heads up about is Rascal Fest 2024. It's happening the 10th of August. Is at Downdrin's Distillery in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. Dude, check out this lineup for Rascal Fest this year. It's Charlie Painter Duel, Lake Collective, Piano Man, Big Al Dorn, and the Blues Howlers. And at 5 o'clock, Rockers, our good friend Paul Flipowitz, the Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and his band will be playing. And then at 6:30, it's Roscoe Foster. It's going to be Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory. It's an annual event, Rascal Fest, happening at Downdrin's Distillery. Anna texted me today. She goes like, hey, man, can you help me out, get some promotion out, get the word out about Rascal Fest? I feel like we ought to have like an old cop car with a big speaker on it, you know?
Yeah.
Blasting it down State Street.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Thank you for catching the analogy. We're going to hear some blues from Steve Purcell.
All right.
New stuff. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes, but right now let's do some Rascal Theory. It's Palm of Her Hand. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media across the Civic Media Radio Network. Live in the Lair just around the corner with Mojo Perry. Stick around. Thank you. Rascal Theory. Rascal Fest happening August 10th at Downdrin's Distillery out in Cottage Grove. Live in the Layers coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, new music from Steve Purcell. I'm ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I don't want to know about your man. Well, I just want to be with you again. And I don't want to hear you. I just wanna make love to you. I've been waiting, oh, for so long for my baby. Can't you see that now I'm ready? Oh, I'm ready. And I wanna see you leave tonight, because I wanna
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's
few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The flying is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.